Beaver Lake might be the most well-known, but it's not the only man-made lake in Benton County. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Crejeda has this report about the history of a nearby lake, as well as the story behind its name.
Recent rains have been keeping water levels high in local lakes, including Lake at Atlanta. The man-made lake rests in a valley located just a few minutes east of downtown Rogers. One of my earliest memories of the area was a classmate's birthday party at Clark Pavilion. The first grade version of myself was confused as to how Arkansas had a Lake Atlanta, because Atlanta was definitely located in Georgia. Gabe Land, director of the Rogers Historical Museum, says over the years people have often omitted that second A when pronouncing the lake's name. However, the correct pronunciation is Lake at Atlanta, and it was named after the wife of businessman O.L. Gregory.
O.L. Gregory owned the big vinegar plant in Rogers, and it went under a number of different names over the years, but for much of its history, it was O.L. Gregory Vinegar. And if you look for vinegar collectibles, you'll see bottles and jugs that still have that name on them. They said it was the largest vinegar plant in the United States, perhaps in the world, when it was in its full production. As that was back in the days, he had started in the early 1900s in the vinegar business, and that was back in the days when this area had so many orchards. And one of the uses for all the apples that had issues or had fallen to the ground was to send them to the vinegar plant. So it was a nice compliment to the local apple industry.
Bland says what's left of the vinegar plant is located behind a brightly colored water tower on North First Street. The museum director says Gregory had vinegar plants in other places, but he and his wife at Atlanta lived in Rogers. In Greek mythology, Atalanta is a renowned and swift-footed huntress. Bland says in the 1930s, the Works Progress Administration was funding several projects, including two in Rogers. One of those projects was paving some streets in downtown, and the other was to create a lake by damming Prairie Creek. Gregory donated much of the land for the project with the stipulation that the lake be named for his wife. According to the museum's website, the lake was created in 1936 when the WPA built a high earthen dam across Prairie Creek. Bland says by September of 1938, workers were ready to test the dam. The lake was stocked with bass and brim, and it became a destination for anglers. By 1949, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission drained the lake and replaced the stock with more medium-sized fish, and a fishing pier was constructed from the eastern shore.
It was a pretty simple fishing lake for quite a while, and then gradually it became developed as different people, I guess you would call them concessionaires because it belonged to the city, got permission to put in a bait shop and fishing pier. Then the restaurant, the lakeside restaurant, went in. There was a miniature golf course that went in, and then a skating rink. And most of that development came in the very late 40s into the early 50s. And of course, the city swimming pool, when one was built, was also located at the lake. And it was, at least in the early years, I think, fed off of spring water, and it was very, very cold, is what I'm always told. So it became just a real center of outdoor activity with, you know, picnic pavilions and all the other things you would expect, along with things that might seem kind of unusual for a park, like a skating rink and a restaurant.
According to the museum's website, from 1957 through 1970, the lake served as the city's water supply until Beaver Lake became a water source. In the 1970s, a stage was added near the old tennis courts, numerous native trees were planted, and the Game and Fish Commission introduced a more carp to the lake to control vegetation. In 1985, a pavilion was added to the south end of the park. In 1995, the Lakeside Pool and Activity Center was purchased by the City of Rogers and the Rogers Youth Center. The restaurant eventually served private functions, weddings, and parties, and the skating rink became the Daisy Special Events Center. Rogers Historical Museum Director Gabe Land says when she first came to the museum in 1991, a number of civic clubs were still meeting at Lakeside Restaurant. Bland says the lake also used to be the site of the city's annual 4th of July fireworks show.
We would bring our kids when they were in elementary school. So they were down there maybe into the early 90s, perhaps. And it, like I said, it was a wonderful setting for it. You could just sit on the hood of your car, the trunk of your car from the side of the lake and watch. But we've got too many people to do that anymore.
Bland says one of the best known stories involving the lake is of a mishap by C. Jimmy Carter.
Not too long after the lake filled, one of the best remembered things that ever happened out at Lake Out Atlanta was in January of 1940. It was very cold and the lake froze over. And we had a well-known gentleman here, C. Jimmy Carter. Now, he was young then, but when he grew up, he was active in selling medicines for the poultry industry and very involved in founding the Rogers Airport. But at the time, he was a young man, and he decided he was going to drive his car out onto the ice of Lake Out Atlanta. And he had one of his friends with him. And they go driving out there, and the car spins around, and then all of a sudden the ice broke through, and they both had to be rescued out of the lake, and they had to pull the car out. So that's one of the, everybody, when folks here who have been around for a long time think of Lake at Atlanta, that's always one of the first stories that comes to mind.
Last fall, the city began burning and removing the pool and old buildings located on the south side of the lake. Now all that remains is grass and a portion of a blue wall where the pool once stood. Prior to the demolition, Bland says the museum was able to go out to the site and retrieve various items like a swimming rules sign, a soda fountain, and a toadstool from the miniature golf course that she says may be used eventually in one of the museum's exhibits. As far as the site's future is concerned, Steve Glass, Director of Planning and Transportation for the City of Rogers, says the city has been purchasing land with the intent of expanding what officials are calling the Southern East-West Corridor for the city's trail system. The project will connect the Razorback Greenway to downtown Rogers and Lake at Atlanta.
No designs are complete yet, but we are looking at some trails, some pavilions. Like you mentioned, the aquatic center kind of takes the need for a pool away, but dredging the lake out, trying to restore the lake back to its original setting when it was first built, because there's a lot of sediment in it. Those are things that we're looking at right now.
Tuesday night, the Rogers City Council approved paying $225,000 for 20 acres on the northeast end of Lake at Atlanta. Glass says this will be added to the approximately 52 acres the city has purchased during the last year. The council also approved a $997,000 contract with Progressive Trail Design for the construction of trails and courses near Lake at Atlanta. For more information on Lake at Atlanta's past, you can visit rogersarkansas.com/museum. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Happy birthday.